Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and break a little sequence here to let you know some things here. So this lock here, I sat about 8 minutes, and I was recording a video. I was recording for like 8 minutes, trying to get this open, you know, doing everything I could. It just wasn't working. And how this lock works is, as the diary said, it is, the combination is set as the girl's, the daughter's birthday by month, day, and then year, starting clockwise. And you can extrapolate some details out of the little diary, that the diary was written today, and it says yesterday was her 10th birthday. So, we know it's February, we know it's 1922, so we know she was born in February of 1912. And the date was a little bit fuzzier for me. I eventually guessed that it was, today was the 7th, because that was the last newspaper article that we have is of the 7th, so we'll say yesterday was the 6th. So I tried 2612. Tried it a bunch of times. Didn't work. Got really pissed off. Looked up a guide. You know what it said? Combination is 2612. I don't know what the problem is. We're going to try it one more time. 2612. Now you do that, you back off.
I must have got something wrong.
He doesn't do it. So maybe I'm dumb. It says starting clockwise, which I think is what I was going. Now maybe I don't know how to open a lock. I thought that's how you do it. I guess you could be this way, because you're actually spinning the thing clockwise. That might be it. So it goes to 6, or do you go all the way back around? Maybe you don't. Do you go here? Okay, that's it. I was doing it the wrong direction.
That's it.
All right, well, at least this was a lot faster. Now we know. I'm not that upset about it.
The safe holds a heavily bound manuscript. The front is embossed with the words, Book of Dagon.
And there's a safe spot on the inside. Why would they draw an... That doesn't make much sense. Or maybe it does. I guess it does. The Elder Sign protects the guy against Deep Ones. For some reason, he has a Book of Dagon. He keeps it in there and keeps Deep Ones out. I don't know. Alright, so we have the Book of Dagon.
It won't budge.
I wonder if we can read it. I'd really love to read this thing. It's a translation of some ancient glyphs. Can we read it through here? Aha. This book is handwritten and heavily bound. Its cover is embossed with the title, The Book of Dagon. It seems to be a religious work translated from a series of ancient tablets. It tells of an entity called Dagon, apparently some kind of sea god, and his consort, Hydra. They are the greatest of an underwater race called the Deep Ones, who worship them with sacrifices and other rites. Descriptions of the sacrifices are particularly shocking. There are details of magical spells and other strange rituals. If this incredible manuscript is to be believed, their history stretches back beyond the remotest human origins into unthinkably remote antiquity. A few individuals are so incredibly old that they have seen continents rise and fall, for they do not die of old age as humans do. Father Dagon and Mother Hydra are such individuals, and are greatly revered for their age and size. Their greatest awe, however, is revered for a dark god named Great Cthulhu, who is said to sleep and dream in the underwater city of Earlye. Book seems incomplete. The last chapters tail off, as though the translation has not been finished. And yes, that's how I pronounce Earlye. If you don't like it, well... I don't know. It doesn't really matter. You're probably wrong. I'm probably wrong. It doesn't really matter how you pronounce it. That's how I feel is the closest pronunciation. I think we all agree on Cthulhu, though. So, alright, so we got the Book of Dagon. This is probably pretty important to the esoteric order of Dagon.
It's getting late. I better start making tracks. I don't much fancy spending the night in this hole.
Alright, so... Yeah, we want to get out of town. Let's see if Joe is up for a little night drive.
Did you hear about Thomas Waits?
Yep. Waits will swing for that.
Yeah, I bet. Alright, where's Joe? Oh shit. That's not good.
Evening, Joe.
Joe, we gotta get out of here.
I should leave him alone. He's in no mood for talking.
What? Joe!
I should leave him alone.
Joe!
He's in no mood for talking.
You're just leaving me here, Joe? What did you do to him?
Evening.
Hi.
My name's Jack Walters. I'm just visiting.
You don't say, sir. Gilman. Charlie Gilman. I run this here hotel of an evening.
Do you have board for the night?
We've plenty on the top floor of the house. Nice views over the town, I'm told.
Great. That sounds just swell.
Uh-oh, Jack.
Hey, you all right there, sir? You're starting to look kind of funny there for a while. Face as white as bone and eyes as black as coal. Like you'd seen a ghost or something.
I'm fine, thanks. It's just the sea air around these parts. It makes me queasy.
The Innsmouth's breeze is not for your outsiders.
Charlie, can you come with me? I need to be telling you something. Perfectly.
Excuse me, sir. The Innsmouth Law doesn't like to be kept hanging about. I'll be right back with you shortly.
Yeah. So I think, much like the book, shit is about to hit the fan very soon. I'm gonna steal
this
key.
It's the key to the back office.
Because that seems like a smart idea. You know, God forbid I just wait here for he come back so I can get my room and just spend the night. No, let's go sneak into the back office.
It's
trespassing.
Unlocked.
That seems, this seems fine. Oh, gosh. Jack.
Nothing of interest.
Curiosity
of interest
killed
here.
The cat, Jack.
The hatchet is encrusted with blood. I'm not touching it.
Okay.
What did I wonder what secrets this book holds.
Let's check. Let's check right now. Postmortem records. She were a lively one and no mistake. I kept her going as long as I could for the music she were making. Such a pair of lungs. And after she were done, I found those lungs on her look as good as they sounded. Maybe I'll keep them. Her liver was particular sweet as well. Never much wanted to go to New York. But if they all talk as much as this one, I reckon I ain't missing much. Soon as he woke and saw the knives, he was away, talking and pleading and bargaining for his life. All them words made me dizzy, and I had to take his tongue first to stop him. In future, I better wait a while after they eaten dinner, for his innards stank awful. Bones was nearly all out before he died. I was real careful around the arteries, so as he didn't lose any more blood than could be helped, and he lasted a lot longer for it. Flesh moved on its own as he tried to work his arm, but with the bones gone, there weren't nothing it could do, just twitch. Took it out the strap so it could move free, and I watched. New gag worked much better, and he was more quiet than the last. Well, that's kinda effed up. I'm glad I got to read that. What the hell? Oh, no. When you got things in glass jars. Oh, my God. That's a face. Jack, take the shotgun. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Jack, this is bad news bears. You know he's going to be right there when we come out. We're going to get mugged. Oh, okay. Jack. Oh, shit.
If you just follow me, sir, I'll show you to your lodgings.
I don't know nothing about no torture.
I heard there was a killing over the old Waits house tonight. They reckon the old fool killed his own daughter. Caked head to toe in her blood, they says. And had to be dragged away, screaming and crying. I reckon there'll be a lynching for what he done.
Jack, you still have the key. He's gonna notice. Oh, God. Uh-oh. Oh!
You're still looking pallid, sir. You're needing to have yourself some rest. Sleep well, and keep down the racket. Us Innsmouth are quiet folk.
What the hell? That's very important. Okay, I can't move this. Oh, shit. Alright, yeah. We're not sleeping here, by the way. I don't know if you've realized that. There's not going to be any sleeping going on. We need to bolt all these doors, though. Okay, there might just be the two. We probably will be going out the window.
An old chest of drawers. Nothing of interest.
Okay, there is another door here. I don't know if that's good or bad.
It's late. I don't think it'd be wise to wake the other guests.
I think we'll probably be rushing out that door at some point.
Can't see anything of use. Nope, nothing important here. The room's cold enough without opening the window.
Okay, this is very tense. This is where it's going to get serious. Alright. I'm going to spoil the book, kind of, but I think this section is going to basically spoil the book. So it's not a huge deal if you're watching this LP. So basically, in the book, Guy spends the night, or he's planning on it. He, like, lays down his bed, he's very uncomfortable, and he starts to hear loud knocking noises on his door, such as this one. Freaks out. He's very happy he bolted the door, because he was paranoid. He doesn't answer it. Gets louder. He hears footsteps over here. Loud banging. He's very happy he bolted that door. Many, many footsteps, many loud banging. He gets very, very scared, and he goes out the window. Listen.
Better. Not exactly safe, but the best I'm gonna get in this infernal town.
I don't think we're gonna make it through the night.